People who have not been participating in the community life. We will not find it possible to accommodate them when we conduct study tours and when we are all of a sudden. Because you can't be all of a sudden available when the community is going on. What are you going to do? What are you going to stand? Because you have not been participating in the community. I'm just making that decision. When that eventuality comes, people must not be surprised. What kind of decision will you take? let's quickly do it all the introduction. Do you want to do the introduction of the sermon?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to put the clarity. Let me put it in the footage.
A retro of terms. It's an apology that's always bad. So, and that's sort of English term, how to tell because it's a standing apology is still there. Every meeting we see, there's an apology.
A permanent apology.
Something like that. So, you can refer it to permanent apology, standing apology, because it's always there. Let's do the Largo introduction. My name is Fred Warner. I'm the chairperson of this committee.
Good morning. My name is Fred Kulubu. I'm a member of the committee. Also, I'm a member of this committee.
James Warner, member of the committee. I'm a member of the committee. Eric Dukas, member of the committee.
Basically, member of the committee.
Madame Feldner, can you introduce yourself? Where is it?
Bruce Collins from Telecom Communication Services. Abra Barbier is ABC TV.
Something like that. We're not from the Sebastian.
I'm
from the Sebastian.
I'm from the Sebastian.
Good morning, Linda. English officer's there.
Good morning, it's Mosama Buza from Anglo-American Party.
The panel from the Department of Mineral Resources.
Welcome to Honorable Mele. Although she says she's a visitor, she has been a member of this committee for quite some time, and we're hoping that she might rejoin us. Not only because we persuaded and always give that means she's permanently redeployed back here. We enjoyed her working with you. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, I think the item on our agenda today is that of the analysis of the state of the nation of affairs. We would all recall that the President, when he spoke, he made numerous references to mining and mineral resources, and therefore it is important that we unpack those marching orders and be able to see what is it that we need to do as the portfolio committee, and what's the debate is ensuing in the House around the state of the nation address, but our interest and focus will be on the sector within which we are working, and as we have requested the department to come and present to us their own take on the state of the nation address, and that we will also, as members, discuss our own understanding and analysis of the state of the nation. Let me also say that the DG will be joining us in the course of the meeting. Maybe with the apology provided by his team, but we are not going to wait. He will find us on the way. Can we therefore hand over to you, the department, so that you can take us to bed?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Member. As the Chair correctly pointed out, the DG has sent over an apology. It's just held up in the office attending to some agent matter, and he indicated that he will be joining us during the part of the meeting. Honorable Chair, we would like to thank you for the invitation to come and brief the committee on our take in terms of the analysis of the indications of the state of the nation address on the programs of the department. We have indeed analyzed the speech or the address, and we've identified quite a number of areas that would impact on our program for the 2012-18 financial year in as far as our annual performance plans are concerned. We have therefore gone back and made sure that there is realignment between what the President has highlighted as the key priorities or areas where we need to be making a significant contribution with our annual performance plan for 2012-18. What we will be presenting here is some analysis at a high level, just to give a sense to the policy of where we are in terms of those specific areas, and also what our plans are for the upcoming financial year in respect of those particular areas that have been identified. The Minister would obviously give further details in her budget vote address in terms of the more concrete plans in terms of providing even the more details in terms of targets. So for now, Chair, if you would allow, we would only focus at a very high level in terms of the growth areas that I'm speaking later. As outlined in the presentation on the slide, those are the eight areas that we have extracted as having been identified in the President's State of the Nation address. So without really going through and reading through all of them, we'll get into the actual meat of the presentation. And as far as job creation is concerned, honorable members would recall that the new growth path that was approved and adopted by Cabinet in 2010 identified mining as one of those areas that has to contribute and have been identified as one of the key job drivers in our economy. And further to that, the department then went and looked at a strategy that would really assist us in terms of making sure that we remove some of the obstacles or what we term the binding constraints towards the growth and meaningful transformation of this sector. And thereby we developed what we term the strategy for the sustainable growth and meaningful transformation of the mining sector. And flowing from this, we were able to then set ourselves a target of 140,000 jobs by 2010, which was a 10-year horizon at the time. and help honorable members with recording the president's speech. The president did indicate that there was a reduction in unemployment in 2011, and our sector has contributed significantly in terms of ensuring that that reduction in unemployment is achieved. Because when you look at the current indications around employment figures, the indications are that we are on track in terms of achieving the target that we set ourselves for 2020. And we do recognize that going forward, for us to continue on this path of achieving this particular target, we would need to continue working very hard in terms of removing some of the binding constraints that are there. And we are quite encouraged, Honorable Chair, to see that there has been a lot of focus put on areas around infrastructure projects that are going to be rolled out, with specific emphasis on areas where mining is taking place. So my infrastructure having been one of those constraints that we identified in our strategy for growth, we are quite encouraged to see that there is a lot of focus that is going to be put by government in terms of investing in infrastructure and thereby unlocking the potential that is within the country. Together with our stakeholders, through MITEC, we would be monitoring progress that we're making around the issue around job creation. We have specifically created a task team under the MITEC, which focuses on looking at those projects that have been identified towards the 140,000 job target that we expect for ourselves. And where we pick up that there are challenges, we would obviously then get the necessary intervention to ensure that we achieve that particular target. Again, we have a responsibility and a mandate to deal with issues around licensing and ensuring that there is a sound regulatory framework within the country on in the mining sector. And we believe that our work in this area contributes significantly because the issuing of prospecting rights, mining rights, and permits to those applicants that are compliant with the law assists in terms of ensuring that employment is created within the mining sector. So we will be continuing to improve on our turnaround time around the issue of this particular right, but also focusing on improving the monitoring and enforcement compliance with specific reference to inspections that are dealing with the social and labor plan. Because we believe that there is a lot of potential that could be unlocked from those particular plans if they are implemented effectively. Honorable Chair, the second item that we have picked up from the President's State of the Nation address is the issue of beneficiation. In our previous address to this committee, we have gone into details in terms of covering what it is that the department is doing around this area. But just to give a bit of a recap, honorable members, South Africa is endowed with a variety of mineral resources. The last estimate that was done put our mineral reserves somewhere around $2.5 trillion in terms of the increased value of minerals that are underground. But the challenge has always been, how do we add value to this mineral closer to us, instead of a situation where we just mine the minerals and we export them all as we have. In his State of the Nation address, the President emphasized the importance of beneficiation in addressing the triple challenge of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. And in this regard, as I indicated earlier on, the DMR has developed a beneficiation strategy which was approved by cabinet. And during that time, in June 2010, when cabinet approved the strategy, they further instructed the CMR to go and develop implementation plans for these five expenditures that are outlined on the slide. We are happy to report here that the first two value chains, implementation plans for the two value chains, were approved in cabinet in November last year, and we are currently working on the remaining three, which are due for submission to cabinet later on this year. Of course, Honorable Chair, with the implementation plan comes a lot of work that needs to happen on the ground. There's quite a number of proposed activities that need to happen, and we are happy to report that we have already started a lot of work around that area on the first two value chains that have been approved by cabinet. Honorable Chair, in our strategy for growth, we have recognized the need to ensure that the mining sector remains competitive in order for us for it to grow and for us to achieve this meaningful transformation that we have set for ourselves. And as part of that process, we then identified certain things that needed urgent attention. Among those things is the issue of infrastructure, as quite highlighted by the President in his speech. The issue around research and development, where we need to have proper geological information on exploration and so forth. The issue around availability of energy, electricity in particular, in order for mining to take place in a more sustainable way. And having identified these particular constraints, various task teams were formed within the multi-stakeholder forum, which we call MICDEF, to look specifically at each and every one of those areas and come up with concrete plans to say, how are we going to deal with the issue of infrastructure? How are we going to deal with the issue of exploration? How do we deal with the issue around skills development and so forth? And that work is gaining a lot of momentum. We believe that in the next financial year, we will be reaching conclusion in terms of being able to say these are the plans going forward around each one of those identified here. Parallel to this, we are working with the various stakeholders to address issues around infrastructure constraints. And this includes the intergovernmental structures like bilaterals that we have with other departments, for example, the Department of Public Enterprises. And as I indicated earlier on, we were quite encouraged to read in the President's State of the Nation that government is going to be investing quite a lot of money in infrastructure, particularly around mining areas. We would like to indicate that if it wasn't for the work of these intergovernmental structures and the various stakeholder forums that we have, those particular constraints would not have been picked up and addressed as efficiently as they have been articulated in the statement State of the Nation. Skills development being one of those areas that we've identified, we still acknowledge as stakeholders that skills remain a challenge within our industry, and a lot still needs to be done in terms of resolving this particular challenge. And in this respect, we are collaborating in various forums, but in particular with the Department of Higher Education and Training through the Mining Qualification Authority on a program, on various programs that are aimed at assisting or resolving this challenge that we have around skills. And some of the programs that we are highlighting here, which are just a few amongst others, quite a long list of programs that we are dealing with. the program that focuses on the development of activism, a program that looks at improving participation of women in the mining sector, the development of black managers, and this talks to the whole issue around employment equity as well, where we recognize that in order for us to reach the target around employment equity in the sector, there are certain support programs that we have to put in place in order for those skills to be available within the identified or targeted groups within the demographic. In terms of beneficiation, we recognize that we would never be able to successfully implement this wonderful strategy that the cabinet has approved unless we identify those critical skills that are required in order for work to start happening around the beneficiation of our mineral resources. So in this regard, MQA and ourselves are already putting programs in place to ensure that this particular issue is attended to and the necessary training interventions are put in place to begin to train people so that when projects start happening, we don't then sit back and say we are not able to implement because we don't have the skills resources. But that is another intervention that one of the interventions that we are working on. To ensure that starting from full going age or other post-metric students, they then receive those salaries that are going to channel them to study for qualifications that can be used in our sector. And parallel to that, we are also looking at ways in which we can improve the path rate around various competency certificates that the MQA is running. And this talks particularly to certificates such as the mine manager certificate, where we have been concerned that the pass rate has not been as good as it should be. So we will be looking at various ways on how we can actually intervene and make sure that there is improvement in that area. And focusing, because all of those areas there are focusing more on the sector as a whole, we then also said, as a department internally, we need to have our own internal human resource development programs that are aimed at increasing the skills level of our own staff. And as a result, when you look at the annual performance plan for 2012-13, there are specific initiatives that have been identified where each and every branch would have to implement. I think there is about 10 initiatives that we have to implement as a department in order to make sure that our people are actually skilled enough to be able to carry out their work. Here we're talking programs like bursary, incentives, and also on the job training, and areas such as management type of training, where we've got programs with some of the universities in the country. Moving on to issues around health, the President did highlight in his State of the Nation address that health remains a priority for this country. And we have looked at our sector, and Honorable Chair, you would recall that know that TB, HIV and AIDS are quite a concern within the sector that we are working in. And during the summit that was held in November, my apologies, the date is supposed to be 2011. During the summit, we have identified these as critical issues that require intervention. And there were specific commitments that were made during the summit in terms of saying how do we address challenges around the resources, HIV and AIDS. So we'll be monitoring those particular commitments through our inspectorate and make sure that there is implementation accordingly. chairman, the president did identify corruption as one of the key concerns for government and called upon all government departments to ensure that processes are put in place to basically eliminate this particular challenge that we have. And in particular, the president has asked, or rather instructed us, to ensure that all supply chain management employees are screened or tested to basically ensure that they are not found wanting in as far as the issue of fraud and corruption is concerned. So in response to the president's call, we will be tightening up our processes around the supply chain management to ensure that there is no space left for any possible corruption or even the issue of fronting, now looking at it from a supplier perspective. Further to that, we in the department have already started the process of vetting or screening all our employees prior to commitment of the employment term, and this also includes the supply chain officials. So we are quite happy to say that the call from the president actually found us already running and making sure that all the employees within those areas that are considered high risk are actually taken through the vetting process. And then lastly, Honorable Chair, on the issue of employment equity, we have put as our target for the 2012-18 financial year a 2% target for employment of people with disabilities. However, we do recognize that currently our performance is only sitting at 0.6%. So a lot still needs to be done in order to make sure that we bring the 2% target. So there is quite a number of initiatives that are on our annual performance plan, including issues around targeted recruitment, where we report specific agencies that we assist, and reserving particular positions specifically for people with disabilities. At this juncture, Honorable Chair, my Director General has joined us, and so with your guidance, Chair,
welcome, DG. We did get your apology and in terms of you doing the meeting with the plan. So just quick to add on what you clear for the and we will also show you any questions that we are in our presentation.
Thank you, Chair, for the presentation of the members. We did engage a list of the issues of the president and identified issues which are related to the general and I think we have already touched on them. We identified that there are actually 8 issues which are really related to us, which we can actually respond to. And I think one of the most important things is the whole issue of job creation, because we really recognize that the mining industry can make a difference when it comes to job creation. We just have to put it in a few things into it. We have plans which are already in place, especially the whole issue of the growth strategy in the mining industry. We have strategies which we have put in place with our social partners, tripartite forums, which are really working on this issue. And I can assure you that we are now looking to see some of those activities which are undertaken in the tripartite forums. Very soon, I mean the whole issue of job, because penetrated in the community. Is that there are challenges in the Malaysian healthcare system, but I think the structure which we have put into as a stakeholder in the community, I think what is very important is that we have to always own the labor, the business,
very much indeed. DGS, your team has taken us through in what you did, and I think your vision also is shedding some more light on what has been presented to us. And indeed, this year the state of the nation of West is quite different. Different in a number of ways. That more now talking to practical programs that government has worked on that are implementable, and in particular in the mining industry. You know, we've had this complaint from the producers that the infrastructure within the mining industry is not sufficient and adequate to can enable the required growth in the sector. And I think with what the President has put forward, that you are now unpacking for us, that also, as you indicated, the Minister will further unpack and give more focused details when she delivers the budget speech. Indeed, the sector has been put on a very interesting and path that will enable it to grow, and with that growth comes a much desired job creation prospect that will believe the mining industry, it will again play the role that it used to play in the olden days. If you look at the 70s and 80s, the mining industry has been one of the major employers in the country across the sector, and we are yearning for those years when the mining industry created more than 1 million jobs. And also, if you look at the associated jobs arising out of the mining activity, you will see that the jobs that were created were quite substantial. So we are yearning for that kind of situation, and also with the new innovation such as the beneficiation strategy that they have spoken about, we're looking at more prospects. But Donald, remember, here is the presentation by the department on the analysis of the state of the nation address, its impact on the programs of the department, and indeed going forward, what the department is intending to do to fulfill the instructions that you've given. Over to you, to the general discussion. I know the Honorable Marwa Dokken, Honorable Lorimer. I didn't want to call you my first name, Jay. Honorable Lorimer, Honorable Lucas, Honorable Schmidt, Honorable Vigami, and that's what it is for now.
for the presentation. It's very interesting and raised a number of questions for me. So I can go through from the beginning. The target of 140,000 jobs by 2020, can you give us an indication of how that was arrived at? Who has committed to those jobs? How dependent those are on the international economic climate? And how confident you are that you're going to get there. Secondly, you talked about finding constraints to growth. Can you give us an idea of what the binding constraints are? I'd like your opinion as a department, for example, on the proposal for a super tax. I'd like your opinion as a department on the talk of nationalisation. Is that a binding constraint? The issuing of rights. There was a commitment to improve turnaround time. I'd like to know your assessment of your department's performance in this regard at the moment, and if there are any specific targets that you've set for the improvement of turnaround times. The negotiation, the value chain, I thought that was very interesting. Could you give us an idea of, or could you sketch a picture of what these two value chains are, specifically the one that's improved? And can you give us an indication of what the DMR's role is going to be in making these a reality? The screening of procurement officials. Who vets them? And I'd be interested to know, during the vetting process, have any been rejected so far? How many? Lastly, I found this presentation very general. What's missing for me is these very exciting infrastructure projects that the President announced. DMR must have had some sort of input into which ones would be chosen and why. So if you could address that and let us know the thinking that went into that, if you can. Why iron ore? Why steel foot? Why manganese? If you can give us some background on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, I know that mining is a topical issue within the country for some time now. But I would want to caution that in discussing the President's address, we also don't mix issues. The Sims report is not a departmental report. It is a report of the team of researchers that was set, that were put in place by the ruling party. And I know that there might be interest in discussing that, though the department has not spoken about the increase of taxes, super taxes, resource income taxes, all of those. No, not I wouldn't want them to venture into that. What we will do, though, is that if you find it interesting, we facilitate a discussion by this portfolio committee of that technique in its entirety. Because you say also we must venture into nationalization. There's one answer to that. It's not a government policy. And this is a solve that has been done throughout. And I would want a situation where we then discuss that document, report, not in a piecemeal approach, but we discuss it in detail on the table. It's out there for public consumption, but I think we must program properly here for it to be discussed. Because now you will be putting these officials at a corner. The questions that you were supposed to be directing at their political head are not directing at them. They will not be able to provide. But I think I'm not saying you have no right to ask this question, but I'm saying let's find a way to engage the question. Honorable Lucas?
Thank you. Yes. I think we all appreciate what the President has put. And then there's a bit of a concern, though, is that. Have we budgeted for all these things? Or is this going to be in the next year's I'm really concerned about this, whether it will be able to do all these nice good things. Why do the places like the Middle East, where they have crude oil and gas, they see a vast improvement in the infrastructure of their country? The people are considered the richest people in the world. Why is that with minerals? All sorts of minerals cannot be in that same position. That's the point that I think we need to find out. Why has he not promoted all the people of the country, especially from 1994 so now? We understand previously that there was different dispensation, there was a small minority, but those people benefit in many ways. But why don't we do this now? And I think we need to sit down and discuss this slowly. The job creation should go together with wealth creation. We need to uplift people. We need to fit between people. Because if we do this, many of the other issues will go by the wayside, like crime and all those things. And of course, if you're a good middle class, you also have a good education. So we need to work on this. Beneficiation. I think we've been dragged here to that tune for a long time, and I'm hoping that now we've come to a stage where we will start implementing some of the things. Of course, compared to the US, compared to China, compared to India, our population size is much smaller, so the market, we can't do these things everything. We've got to depend on international markets, where we, whatever we manufacture, we must be able to sell. Unfortunately, at the moment, the people are getting our raw material, manufacturing it, and selling it back to us. We should try and reverse that process. Skills development is a very touchy button. We know that, I know the department has tried to do this in the past also, but there are big companies. As soon as the guy is qualified, they come in, offering more money, more better housing situation, and taking away. So you will start again. We need to see what we can do about that, how we can encourage the young people who join us and become engineers. Health, well, if we improve the health of our people, I think we'll become a different nation. Procurement, the pricing issue needs to be dealt with, and dealt with desperately, because most of the people who are supplying the goods have fronting agents for them, and that is a serious. And I listened carefully when the president said so, and I thought, well, he hit the nail on the head. And for sure, I firmly believe that the mining industry of the country will make a difference for everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pity that the minister is not here, because I believe there has been an apology tendered in the office. But can I just say that some of the questions are really political, and that's why the minister should have been here. And I know there's an apology tendered, so the DG will have to stand here for some of these questions. But can I just say, you know, I understand that there's a lot of emphasis in place on infrastructure, but with economic development, the skills, regulatory environment, access to minerals, in this particular portfolio. Now the question is, you've given attention to infrastructure and attention to giving to skills and to a certain extent access to minerals, but there's no mention made of the regulatory environment. And that in my view is one of the more important issues as to how one can stimulate this economy by virtue of the mineral industry, is by ensuring that the regulatory environment is such that there's certainty and that there's a fixed dispensation which mining companies invest 2 years can invest their money. So I don't see an emphasis on that, and that's probably more a political question, but the minister is not here. So But the second issue which I'd like to raise is the beneficiation issue. Now, the minister did, at the mining dialogue, say beneficiation is not the role, the primary role of mining companies, but it is relevant insofar as access to minerals are concerned. Now, I'm not sure whether you've exercised your mind on this, but what role does mining companies play? And I take, for instance, the first issue of iron ore. How do you see mining companies and in the fifth issue of the beneficiation of fifth strand of Europe, how do you see mining companies playing a role in beneficiation? We have the minister's point of view saying that it's not mining companies to become part of the manufacturing sector, because manufacturing mining is two different sectors. So I don't think the department says, or the minister or the president saying mining should become involved in manufacturing sector. We're saying, how does the department see mining companies playing its role in making accessible, I suppose, the finished product to the standard where it is required of them, to the manufacturing sector? So it may be even a more important task for DTI than it is for the mining sector, because that primary role of manufacturing is a DTI company, I understand, not a mining. Then thirdly, you touch on it, the issue of restricting rights, mining permits, and I know that the government is it, which the minister called for proposals as to those restricting mining rights that have not been converted. How far are we down that track? Because I think there's a 20-day period. Have you the proposals in mind as to what you're going to do with those mining rights that have not been converted? And then, for instance, back to the beneficiation, the iron ore and steel and jewelry fabrication. You know, in India and certain other countries, they have EDZ, economic development zone. I cannot see, quite honestly, maybe if I'm missing the point, how South Africa is going to compete with other countries where jewelry fabrication, for instance, is done with economic development zone. There's tax advantages, there's all other kinds of indirect consequences to it. It goes hand in hand if you want to compete with the international sector on that point of view. Then the competitiveness. Now, Mr. Ramoncha, I don't recall you being in this committee before, and I might have been absent from that committee, but if I have been absent, my colleagues, but welcome to the department. In any event, as Director General, you were Chief of Council of Youth Science, but can I say, you understand the point I'm going to make even better than others, but if we are going to ensure that mining is spearheaded with this economy, with the improvement of the economy, Council of Youth Science is playing an enormous important role, because all the databases, all the knowledge pertaining to the geological formations in this country, right, or should be handed, to be submitted to Council of Geoscience, if I'm not
correct.
I think the best thing would be that we put more for ourselves. Because they interfere. The last point I just wanted to make is, if that is so, the heartbeat of the mineral sector, if the accessibility of information, the access to information, and access to people to this information, lies with Council of Geosciences and MinTech into Alien, and you, what's the role you see there?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Digani.
Thank you, Chair. Also, with appreciation of the presentation, Chairperson, I've got a few points to make. Some part of the presentation, some might not be. But the first issue I'd like to perhaps suggest that DMR might conclude is the issue of the litigation. We know that there's been a difficulty in terms of litigation in the department, and with the expenses that you incur concerning those litigations, unless something is done to minimize them or to see that you get rid of them, then it could affect, if we are lucky, perhaps the budget that might be increased in terms of coming to work for the department to ensure that the SONA issues are addressed. And if we don't start focusing on this issue of the litigations that are going on with the awareness that many are lost, many cases are lost, we might have to have a look at perhaps in the future, Chair, when they come to us, give an indication as to how many of these cases are there. Are you on par in terms of time frames of handling these cases off? And is there an improvement in terms of ensuring that things are minimized? My next point, Chair, goes to the effect of the issuing of licenses, which could also be another factor that do you then as a department feel that in terms of whatever needs to be issued in terms of prospecting and mining rights, permits and so on, are you on par with this? Is it all going well, or are some of these cases giving difficulties? Because there's also a lot of experience, I think, that is incurred there. There's also a lot of frustration that has been indicated by the people down on the ground or the concerned mine owners that there's more frustration, obviously, there'll be more expenditure incurred also in the department, and as a result, more of those litigations. So I think it's an area that you need to look at to try and cut down the possibilities of this litigation. And in future, Chair, maybe honestly, if we have a detailed report in relation to how they are progressing very much. The other issue, Chair, the social and labor plan and labor plans were already in process. That is work, part of the work has been done already. But in terms of difficulties perhaps that are being encountered, how do you think would this then affect you in terms of the work being, that needs to be done in terms of improving your monitoring processes to enforce compliance? The other issue, Chair, is on the MPRDA. To what extent would we perhaps need to then, especially from the department side, get the necessary review done? If there's any relevant review or amendment to the MPRDA that needs to be made, and how is this going to affect yourself going forward in terms of the SONA that has already been put forward by the President? The other issue is the budget in relation to that as well. Do you think, I think the question was already anyway indicated by Honorable Lucas, that how do you think the budget is going to affect you, or are you hoping to get it a little extra, especially in relation to the fact that you were the main topic of the summit? And if so, are plans on par, are they properly directed to ensure that the budget is accommodative of what you're committing yourself to do in this report? The other issue, share with the development of the past COP17 and with the indication that I can see that part of the plan is improved availability of energy, and with challenges such as coal having an effect on issues concerning the COP17, what claims that DMR then has in place to ensure that it is not going to be fighting this. And with the appearance of a lot of infrastructure development coming up, obviously the coal issue is going to be quite a headache, I think, in the usage of coal for energy. How do you intend ensuring augmenting, I don't know if I'm saying as augment coal for something else or using other methods to provide energy? And I think mineral resources should be one key area in ensuring that such a change is actually made evident. The other point is on the field development. The area of field development, I think, Chair, we in the past also with DMR already indicated that there needs to be an improved relations between yourselves and the N2A. Now, has any work developed from that? Yes, we can hear that you're collaborating with them to try and improve areas of field development, but what has been done thus far? Because something should have been started already, an indication, just a short indication of what improvements are there so that you can ensure that your training needs are properly directed. And also to add to that, the improvement of women participation also, is there any move that has been made already, because there was also several talks for some time that there needs to be particular attention to improvement for women. The last thing, Chair, under employment equity. Unemployment equity, I think, also based on the fact that also in the SONA, there is mention of women empowerment and gender equality bill that's going to be put up, that's coming up, and that should have been, I think, also a point specifically stated under employment equity to indicate the inclusion of women in terms of your actual employment plan, as this is one of the critical areas as well. And when it comes to applying sanctions in certain areas of non-compliance also, I think it's time that you started indicating that, especially looking at the focus of the fact that you are looking at the issues of the mining charter, where there's an exclusion of women issues, that's distressed as well. I think that should definitely be a point that should be put in terms of employment equity as a priority focus area. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. Let me thank DMR for the presentation, and also mention here that most of my questions are by fellow members here. But I think there is one, on beneficiation. With the department because the president has emphasized the importance of the institution in addressing the challenges of poverty and employment dignified. So now I'm going to check with the department whether they are going to establish this center, whether they train are going to establish them in different provinces where these minerals are extracted, or I just want to check the plan with regard to the establishment of the center where you are going to train people who will be doing this type of work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ms. Sonda.
Thank you, Chair. A comment needs to be made, Chair, that the state of the business made up as the country to talk about topical things, tangible, realizable, deliverables. And commending the presidency on that, it will make us to talk about programmatic issues that we could measure, and that is what I have liked about that speech. Now it brings us therefore into this presentation to talk about real issues that we are going to be doing. The first question that I will be having, Chairperson, when we talk about employment equity relating to physically challenged employees, one would want to understand what skills are we targeting from that sector if we want to draw it into the mining fraternity. The second question is on skills development. In this industry, we've been talking a lot about the skills needs. Now, in collaboration with the Department of Higher Education and Training, there are areas of training that are identified by the presentation. But one does not get a sense of the timeline. When do we think we need to realize and what are our targets? Because really we've been talking about skills development for quite a long time. Research and development has always been a challenge. We've got the infrastructure, we've got the requisite skills, but we do not have, what is this? We do not have, that infrastructure, that skill does not have funding to further do research and all that. I think Dr. Ramonza attest to that. We've always been saying those entities that would give us quality geological information are there, yet they are not financed to do that particular job. Now, what hope do you have now that would yield the requisite results to that effect? How will you improve this now, as you have put in there that you need to improve on that? The other one on job creation. The question of compliance has always been a complaint from government and from the public generally, that some companies do not comply. Now you are basing your job creation on issuing mining permits to compliant applicants. I am trying to juxtapose the two. If there are compliant mining companies that would get mining permits, would they yield or would they rise your expectation, your employment expectation? How do you balance the two? Because really, there's a lot of non-compliance in that particular field. I'm trying to say, how sure are you that compliance and yielding jobs would be great? The last one, Chairperson. No, so that was the last one, Chairperson. That was the last one. Thank you very much.
No, Chair, you know, I think in reality, based on the fact that now we are discussing the summit and the department, out of the speech that the President made, there's going to be a need for a lot of cross-cutting work and interaction intergovernmentally. As part of the promises that they are making here, I'd be interested to know to what extent are they prioritizing working with other departments. For example, here obviously, especially in terms of infrastructure, there's a lot being said in terms of trade and industry, public enterprise and so on, energy. How well are they going to be able to work with these other departments? Because I think it's one of our key weaknesses in government generally, that we tend to work in silos. And I think it's a priority area to ensure that things do come right, to work with these other departments. How well are you prioritizing that to ensure that you keep up with the but what should be required of you out of the zone, because I think you are one of the key departments that is going to play a role in most of these areas. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mangale.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is not a question. Obviously, no one would expect a question from me. That comes in. But the President, I think, made us proud. We feel deep because we're in the topic. Now and then, you are mentioning mining. Can you think about mining? That makes us proud, really. But what I would like to say, Chairperson, is I don't think I feel left behind. I'm sure I'm still on the track, and I'm surprised. Because these 2 years that I wasn't with you, I thought maybe I won't be able even to open my mouth and say something. But if you're still talking about especially health and why that the department has just committed itself in a summit that was in November about illnesses like silicosis. Things that we discussed, I don't know when. And I say I haven't been here for 2 years. That means we discussed those things 4 years ago. But we're still discussing them today. I think we're doing a much time. That's right. Now that we are in the process, the president is in the process, I think we must fast track this. You know, Chairperson, really, I'm very fussy about health in mind. For those diseases that I have, I'm very interested. And the diabetes, the diabetes. I'm happy something is going to be done, but the question is where? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. You would note that there's quite a number of questions that have been asked, very thorough questions. So we'll give you enough time to go through in response to those questions and take another round of questions if you're going to get it. And we wanted to do justice to you and ourselves. We see that case coming in. We will break just for 5 or 10 minutes to take tea once we are preparing the response. Immediately when we come back from tea, we take the platform and respond. Very important. But let's attend for now for those who are
here. More than welcome.